Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening. Praise the Lord for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hi, my name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I would like to welcome you to Walking in the Light Ministries. Today we have a very exciting topic I believe that would be a blessing to you and to all to whom you will share it with. But before we get into the word, I would like to invite my guest on tonight, Pastor Stephen Cooper. Pastor Stephen Cooper, are you there, sir?
Good evening. Yes, sir. How y'all? How is everybody doing? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us together rejoice and in it. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus. And we invite them that don't know Christ Jesus and to get to know him on today. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Pastor Cooper, we're going to get ready to get into the word. Amen. And just let the Holy Spirit have his way with us on this evening. I'm going to ask everyone if they would open up their Bibles. If you have your Bibles with you, open up your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter. The Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter. And before we begin with the Word of God, we're going to just open up in a word of prayer. Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter.
Amen.
And here, we're just going to open up in a word of prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come now to give all glory and honor and praise unto your mighty name. Father God, we want to thank you for this day, for this is today that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, thank you for your rhema word that you have placed upon our hearts to share with your people. Oh, Lord, as we move forward in your word tonight, we ask you to guide us and lead us into all truths on this evening. Oh, Lord, those ones that may be hearing this message for the first time, Father, we ask that you move them out of the darkness and allow them to walk into your marvelous light. And, Father God, we just want to thank you right now. Thank you on this evening, Father, that you have allowed your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide upon us. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you have your way in us on this evening. And we give all glory and all honor and praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, Father, we want to thank you today for your blessings, of your place of authority and power that you have given us. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, and we stand in that authoritative place, and we serve notice to Satan and his demons right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your demons, every evil deed, every evil work, every evil assignment that you have planned against this ministry. We cancel it now, and we defeat it now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father, that your word go forth to your people, that you may give them eyes that they may see, give them ears that they may hear, and give them a heart that they may receive from your word on this evening. And, Father, we want to thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer today, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to be looking at Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we're just going to be reading one verse out of the 24th chapter. We're talking tonight about, do you think that you are too smart to be deceived? And in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus was dealing with his disciples at the time, and as they were departing from the temple, the Bible said that Jesus' disciples began to ask Jesus questions about the temple and about the times of the end times that will come upon the world. And one disciples asked him, said, they asked him, said, that, Lord, t- tell us in verse 3, Matthew 24 and verse 3. And it says, and he sat upon the mountain of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceives you. Now here, my brothers and my sisters, we're hearing a very profound truth, not only things that was going on during the time of Jesus, but it even goes on into the day and times that we are living in today. We're living in such an era that where men are deceiving men at a rapid rate, all for the gain of material blessings or material possessions. We find that because of the deceivement of mankind, mankind would do anything to try to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people today, they don't believe that they can be deceived. A lot of people think they are smarter than God. A lot of people think that they are just so smart within themselves, nobody can pull one over on them. I'm going to read you the definition of being deceived. It says, to be deceived is to be misled by a false appearance or statement. It is one who has been misled by a false appearance or a false statement. In other words, that means somebody lied to you. Have you ever had somebody that lied to you?
Amen. Okay.
Have you ever lied to somebody? Come on, somebody, let's be real today. Have you ever lied to somebody before?
See, amen.
As Pastor Cooper and I get into this lesson tonight, we're going to find out that none of us is exempt from being deceived or had deception come our way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? I believe in some of our life, a lot of us have even tried to deceive others in one time or another of our life before we met Christ.
Amen.
We just want to shine some light tonight on being deceived or having deception done in your life. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say that one thing about it, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14, it says, for Satan himself transformed himself as an angel of light.
Uh-huh.
See?
Amen.
If we're not careful, Satan will transform himself to look like the things of God, but he cannot produce the things of God.
Amen.
See? Deceptions can come to us in all different kind of ways, people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the same ones we look at on television sometimes, we are being deceived by that television. Because
Amen.
Man has learned the art of how to lie to man. And we have to have the discernment of God living on the inside of us in order to discern from what's false and what's true. Pastor
Amen.
Cooper, tonight, can you help us out a little bit with that?
Well, you know, I was looking at the Holy Spirit led me to back in the Garden of Eden, where Adam was made first. And then came Eve.
Yeah.
And it said the serpent was in the Garden of Eden. And he came in and with his crafty self and he got in the conversation with Eve, deceiving Eve. A lot of folks would come and say, well, Eve wasn't deceived. Pastor Graham, you had shared the meaning of deceived with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
It said it is of a person caused someone to believe something that is not true, tactically in order to gain some person advantage of that someone.
Come on now. That's it.
He could bring about cheating someone out of something.